Norbeck Mobile, hello.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Mo in?
Who?
I'm sorry, I think Mozano?
He's not here right now. Something I can help you with, sir.
Okay. Do you know when he'll be in?
Probably either tomorrow or Monday. What's going on? What, can I help you with anything?
Yeah, he actually reached out to me inquiring about a financial matter.
Okay, and what company is this?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Yes, I think I did send an application.
Yeah, okay. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
My name is Estaza Monzano. I'm the manager. I'm the one that actually submit the application form.
Okay, good. Yeah. So I just wanted to, do you got a few minutes to talk?
Sure.
Okay, great. So I got the application here, and I just kind of wanted to see exactly what you guys were looking to do with the money, specifically.
Basically, we wanted to open, actually, a line of credit. I don't know if you guys offer that or not. Yeah, line of credit. Basically, it's, you know, business is kind of slow this year, so we needed some funds to cover a couple of stuff, you know, new equipment and or just basically funds available for us if we do need to get it.
So you need cash flow, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have you guys gone to, like, your local bank that you do your business banking with?
No, not yet. Okay. We actually, because we are applying to several financial institutions, also some creditors, and they you know, we're putting the application in today.
Okay.
Trying to see, you know, who can give us the
most money,
the most amount, and also the terms and the rates. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we do offer multiple different programs here as far as what you guys are looking for. Now, I would just need a little bit more information, though, to get you that approval.
Okay.
So, could I have your email here as...
Yes.
Estaza.monzano@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's my email, so that way... Because I'm actually handling all of the financials here at the shop.
Okay.
So, you'd be emailing it to me and get
You'll
that.
Take
so
care
what
of it.
What more information...
So, we're going to need to look at a little bit more about your business, so I'm going to need, like, bank statements and a tax return. It's not a lot, it's just
okay.
The six most recent. I can email it to you, what I'll need.
Okay.
And then I'll need his actual signature on the application.
On the application, okay.
Yeah. So, I'll send that over to you. How soon do you think you can get all the info back?
Probably tomorrow, because he is out today.
Okay.
He'll be back in tomorrow. So if you send that information in, and I can get all the... Now, do you need the merchant statements or the bank statements?
Both will help your file. So the bank statements would be good, but the merchant statements will really help your file and create a good case for me to try to get you the most money and the best term as possible.
Okay.
So I can... I'll do that. Now, is there a specific amount you guys were looking for? I know you said...
We're looking around 60 or 70.
Okay, yeah.
Not a lot.
yeah, that's not that much at all. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year, gross was about 210, I believe. Actually, give me 1 second. I actually could pull that up, because we actually just did that. We actually haven't, we haven't filed our taxes for last year yet, because we're still getting gathered information to submit to the account. Let me see here, give me 1 second. Pull it up. One second.
No worries. No rush.
Let's pull up my file here real quick, because we just finished our basic accounting here for what we did last year. Sun's 15. Second.
never know.
Let's see here.
You guys been pretty busy this year? Have you picked up, you think,
this
more than
year,
last
no,
year?
No, that's the thing. Last year, we were really busy. And, this year, kind of everyone kind of slowed down for some reason. Usually after tax time, you know, we pick up. But for some reason, not a lot of people are bringing in the cars to get the cars fixed.
It's interesting. I would think that it would always be busy because no matter
that's what we were expecting. I'm like, wait a minute, like why? Because usually the numbers in in between May to September, we're hitting over $20,000 to $25,000 a month.
Yeah.
But this year we've been hitting in the teens. Like, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, it's just doesn't make sense to us.
that is weird. You think it has something to do with the election?
I don't know. I hope not. We don't know.
I just don't know what that would have to do with somebody fixing their car.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I don't know. Actually,
it's okay. It doesn't need to be exact,
on this one. Actually, I have the 2014 here.
Okay.
2014, we did around 165. And then the year before that, let's see. Open. Where are you? Open. Second, 2013. Yeah, 2013. So it was I think it's a 165 for some reason. I thought it was 200.
Okay.
But 153 for 2013, the total gross. So 150 to 160.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good. The most recent tax return you guys have is 2014. You don't have
2014. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have 2015 yet.
That's fine. You can send that to me. So I'm going to send you the list here, and we'll go from there. As soon as I get it in, I can get you guys an answer in about 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, wow.
And then if you guys are happy with the approval and like the terms, we can get you the money 24 to 48 hours after that.
Okay. And what are the terms? Do you know what the...
Yeah, so we have multiple different programs here. So it's kind of hard for me to tell you a specific number because I don't know, and it depends on what you guys look like on paper. So we look at the business owner and see how his personal credit is and see how long you guys been in business, and then we see, what type of industry you're in. There's a lot of different factors that the underwriter takes into account.
Gotcha.
And then we come up, with something that works for you. So okay. I'll go ahead and send that over. What was your first name again?
Estaza. It's just like my email address.
Okay.
E-S-T-A-Z-A,
right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I was saying it right. Estaza. Okay, cool, man. Right on. Well, I appreciate it. You want to take down my number in case you have any questions?
Yeah, sure. What's your number?
It's 858
909-8867.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then
your name again?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah? Okay.
Yeah, if you have any questions at all, Estaza, just give me a ring here and I'll be more than happy to answer them. But I'll send that email out in about 5 minutes, and then I'll look forward for it tomorrow.
Okay, no problem.
All right, man, appreciate your time.
All right, no problem, thanks.
All right.
Take it. Bye.